Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We might have to change that production, that introduction, because Rich and I are going away this weekend, and cuddling may happen. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
We're taking a road trip. Actually, not a road trip, like Rich said. We're flying to see the 49ers and the Dolphins.
Which did not get flexed to Sunday night, so you didn't have to change your flight.
Yeah. Is that weak, guys? The two grown men share a room? I say we're saving money. What do you guys say?
You're saving money, yes.
But are you sharing a bed?
No, I look at it as we're sharing a room.
You know what? Even if I had to, I don't care. I'm not going to, you know, make a big fuss about that. How long are you in the room?
Look at it. We're going to San Francisco to see a football game with buddies. I also feel like sharing a room keeps you out of trouble. You're in a random city by yourself in a hotel room?
I'll say.
Your imagination could go in bad places. I'd rather.
What a creep. Number one creep of the week, Rich Davis.
Jeez.
Please.
You just won.
What are you doing in a hotel room by yourself? Don't answer that on Fox.
I watch Mario Lopez on TV.
Yeah. Don't answer that on Fox Sports Radio.
I like the hotel channel. I like to see what's doing in the hotel.
I order room service.
There's an indoor pool.
Don't act like you're some do-gooder. You have the same gross thoughts as every guy.
Not as creepy as you.
A gym.
All right, creepos.
Look at the ice machine.
The Covino and Creep show. Rich show.
Covino and Creep broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And to wrap up that final thought on Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, the guy's not a Super Bowl winner yet. Maybe it's hard. Ramos, I'll quote you from off the air. I'll give Ramos the credit where it's due. Maybe some men have a hard time accepting that he's good at sports and he's like a handsome guy in life, where like it almost seems...
Oh, come on. Covino and Rich are Jimmy G level of handsome, okay? But back in my primo days, you think anyone wanted to give me and Rich credit for being entertaining or funny or, you know? No, not at all. No one wants to give you extra credit when they think you got it easy in life. That's just a fact. And here's another example.
Garoppolo's a winner.
If you're slaying it at your job, right? Management is always going to try to find something. Otherwise, what's their worth? What's their value as management? You know what I mean? Like, if you're killing it, they're still going to try to find something, one little nugget to criticize you on. And that seems to be our job as the public. You know, when you're talking about sports, it's like, Jimmy G does a lot of things right, but you got to find that one thing to get on him about.
Well, again, he's not Mahomes or Josh Allen, but he's certainly not bottom of the barrel. It's not Sam Darnold. He's not Baker Mayfield. He's not, you know, there's teams that have bad quarterback situations. The Niners are not one of them.
It's easy to hate on the super handsome guy.
So answer this question, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
What do the 49ers do? I asked you this before, and no one really has an answer because it's going to be the weirdest offseason dilemma in the NFL, hands down. If the 49ers make a deep playoff run, and let's just say, knock on wood, they make it to the Super Bowl, and geez, even win. That would be amazing. What do you do with a Jimmy Garoppolo when Trey Lance is coming back from an injury and Jimmy G will no longer be under contract? Do you let?
I think you, as a 49ers organization, you dish him while his value is still high because they still have a future without him. And he just proved himself to be still
valuable.
So you
think no matter what, the 49ers deal Garoppolo?
They got to look toward the future, and he's still very valuable now. So it's just a good business move at that point.
But after the season, he won't be the Niners to deal. He'll be free.
Oh,
so what I'm saying is,
season. He has to weigh his options out.
But I'm saying, if you're the Niners, do you say, well, that's great, Jimmy G.
You let him go in that case.
And you go with Trey Lance. No matter how good Jimmy G does now.
Unfortunately, because they have to think about their future, you know, with Trey Lance.
Yeah, but Jimmy G's not 40.
He's no schlub, and he's not, I mean,
Jimmy G's 31?
Well, you're the resident 49ers fan. What's your opinion?
My opinion is that the Trey Lance thing is going to end up looking like one of the weirdest bad choices of all time. And the injury is not anyone's fault. You know, injuries happen, but him being sidelined for a full year and us being able to see, like, you know, Garoppolo's not bad and the team works with Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan. What, I mean, you're going to just be like, later, Jimmy, and hand the keys to a guy that's done nothing in the NFL, Trey Lance, coming off an injury like that?
I mean, you gave him the starting job this year, so he's done something. He's proven something.
He didn't prove anything. What does he
had
prove?
To have proved something to get the job.
No.
You think they're just giving out jobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the number three.
So.
He was the number three pick, and they were trying to deal Garoppolo, and they couldn't. He had the job by default.
People were really high. You were really high on Trey Lance.
I was high on Trey Lance when I knew the 49ers were picking a quarterback. I liked the idea of Lance over Mac Jones.
I'm rooting for Jimmy G. If that's a good fit for him, then great. But let's remember, they're only dealing with him because Lance got hurt. So it's a matter of where he wants to stay. Lifestyle-wise, he might want to stay there. So
they may not want him, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the offseason story that no one's talking about yet because we're not there yet. But trust me, depending on how the 49ers do down the stretch and in the postseason, what to do with Jimmy G, Trey Lance, and then, like I said, throw in the crazy idea of, like, well, what's Tom Brady going to be doing next year? Then you say, ooh, do you move on from Jimmy G, give Brady a one-year deal, and have Lance study under Tom Brady? There's so many random options that the 49ers are going to be left with.
All right,
I can't wait to see what happens.
Speaking of quarterbacks, want to talk about Dak Prescott real quick. And, of course, we're going to play Tyson Trivia with three-time reigning champion Brian No of the Brian No Show.
Got to beat him.
Got to beat him, Rich. You got to beat him.
I just can't keep winning, Kenny.
So I hope you guys play along at home and in the car, Tyson Trivia. But I saw this meme or this photo that went viral in the past few days, and it hasn't gone away, so I figured I'd bring it up here on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I saw someone making fun of it this morning, so I said, all right, people are still making fun of it.
All right, so it's a picture of Dak Prescott. It appears to be like on the sidelines somewhere. I don't know, boozing, schmoozing. He's schmoozing,
boozing,
with his hat
schmoozing.
On. He's got his you know, Cowboys hat on, his Cowboys like warm-up jacket. So it's like he's at practice or something. I don't know, he's training. He's doing something. Looks like he's on a sideline, though. But either way, it's a photo. And
You're a terrible detective.
Where is he? Some dudes with
You're a terrible detective.
He never found Waldo.
Who's he talking to? Is he talking to Dexter?
I bet you never...
Talking to Dexter Morgan?
It's not Dexter Morgan.
Who is that?
It's Olsen.
Oh.
Though Michael C. Hall and Olsen do look alike.
A little bit. From here, it looks like Michael C. Hall.
He was on the set of Dexter, Camino. Connect the dots. Olsen's in a suit. Dak's on the sidelines in a warm-up jersey.
Okay, in my defense, I have a screenshot that I'm looking at, right? I don't see Greg Olsen's head. So look, I don't know that's Halston in my picture.
Is he wearing a Noggin Boss hat?
No. Look, his head's cut off in the image that I got.
Well, the image I'm looking at.
So Rich blew up the image, and you get more detail.
Yeah, so the point is not who he's with. The point is Dak Prescott's a guy. Get this. That has himself as his wallpaper on his phone.
Dak Prescott's lock screen is Dak Prescott. So he has his hands on his hips, and the phone is behind his back. So it's a photo of like his backside, but you see his phone and the lock screen, and it's on. It looks like it's 2:09 p.m.
Yeah, it's a couple days
that,
ago.
On that lock screen is a picture of him in his uniform. You see the Prescott jersey. So the question here, Fox Sports Radio Nation, is that arrogant or awesome? Is that arrogant or awesome? I guess it could be both, but it can't be both for the sake of our question. Arrogant or awesome? And I'm going with awesome because...
Oh, you would. Yes. Oh, this is so perfect because you're such a narcissist.
You say narcissist. I say someone that believes in himself. He's proud of where he's at. I see a winner. I see a guy with confidence. As a guy who made it this far, you want your dude to think that he's the man. What kind of spineless schlub do you want to lead your team? You want a dude that thinks he's that cool and that great to lead his squad. He's the quarterback of the freaking Cowboys.
I love how arrogant and narcissistic you are.
Dude,
you've
got to have a sense of you say narcissistic, but you have to have a freakish sense of confidence to think that you're going to make it this far in the NFL and then be the quarterback of the Cowboys. That's a little kid's dream about. It's like saying, you know, I'm going to be an astronaut. Little kids say he actually did. You have to have a crazy amount of confidence. So I think it's kind of awesome. I can see how one thinks it's arrogant, but you're not Dak Prescott. He's done it.
To show you. I am a detective, so I have exhibits A, B, C, and D as to why Covino's a narcissist, self-involved, Dak Prescott type of guy. And why you would think this is awesome. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's so... What was the question? It was...
arrogant or awesome?
Oh, arrogant. Covino, I see the guy twice a day every day for my whole life. We do our podcast in the morning. We do Fox Sports in the afternoon. Half the time I see Covino when he walks up to me, he pauses his phone because he's listening to himself.
Yeah, because I'm trying to be better. And you know what? Think of all the heat that this guy takes as being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's got to keep himself lifted. He's lifting his own spirits.
Whether he's listening...
Everywhere he turns, people are hating on the guy. He's like, no, man, I'm the man.
Whether he's listening to himself from the previous day's Fox show, or he's listening to himself talk about rock songs on Sirius XM.
That's Covino, called believing in what you
Covino
do.
Covino always listens to himself. I've heard his ex-wife, his girlfriends be like, yeah, he just sits around and just listens to all his own stuff.
It's called dedication. Know what it also says? That Dak Prescott is a cowboy through and through. He believes it. He's a fan of the team.
Secondly... I believe it was you that said if you ever won the Powerball, you would build a statue of yourself so your descendants and your great grandkids would be like they would know where it came from, and you would have a bronze statue made of yourself.
I did say that
in the foyer of your house.
I did say that. I'm not taking it back, but I do say that leans like crazy arrogant. Yeah, I'm not going to deny that. But this in particular says, yo, man, he's a fan just like anybody else. He's his favorite player. I respect it. I want that type of attitude leading my squad.
And
he
finally,
thinks he's the guy.
Finally,
he wants to walk that talk. You know what I mean? I like that.
He wants to walk the talk. Yeah, okay. We're in Vegas covering a fight. And there, it was Manny Pacquiao.
I'm sorry, is this about me or Dak Prescott?
Oh, no, it's about you for now, to compare you.
I thought we were talking about Dak Prescott.
No, but it's to show the only type of person that would think Dak Prescott having himself as his lock screen screensaver, the only person that would think that's cool is someone cut from the same arrogant cloth.
Act like loving yourself is like a bad thing.
Okay, Demi Lovato. You got to love yourself before you love other people. All right, teenage girl.
Wow.
I mean, she's a Lovato loco.
Let me give you one more thing. We're in Vegas covering the Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao fight. It's Pac-Man versus Keith One Time Thurman. And there was cool artwork for the fight. Covino was like, yo, Keith Thurman, I got to ask you. See these huge paintings of you?
There were huge paintings on like a beautiful canvas, like beautiful paintings of Keith Thurman.
And Covino said, yo, do you take that home and display it? And Keith Thurman looked at you like, are you out of your mind? It's like promotional.
Nah, I don't care about that stuff. I'm here to win, beat the legend Manny Pacquiao. What are you, crazy?
And then end up losing. But I look at it this way. Who would want a blown up photo of themselves? And it goes to another point.
I'll tell you who wouldn't. Bozos who haven't accomplished anything. Okay? We're talking about greats. People who do things that other people dream about doing. This guy was getting in the ring, the height of his career with Manny Pacquiao. Okay?
All right.
Why wouldn't someone in his family want that?
Okay, so to tie it back to Dak, weird and arrogant or totally cool and awesome to have yourself as your wallpaper. Monty, what do you think?
I can see how anyone would say it's arrogant, Monty, but I'm telling you why I think it's awesome.
Monty, if you or one of your girls met some dude and the dude had himself as his wallpaper, what would you think? Monty. Are you alive?
Wait, what?
I turned around to see if she was in there to turn her mic on, but I guess she was doing... I'm sorry, Monty.
I was doing one of my... Guys, I have other jobs.
No.
I know that sounds crazy.
You're preparing.
But I have other things, and I was recording an update. So hey, catch me up. I have an opinion. What?
Truthfully, Monty, I have no clue what the update people do.
Oh, I know you don't.
I thought you just hang for an hour.
No.
You know what that's called? By the way, you know what that's called? Arrogance. Because you know why? Rich doesn't care what you do.
Listen.
I thought you did your update at the top of the hour,
uh-huh.
Then at the bottom of the hour, and in between, I thought you were playing like Minecraft or something.
Well, no. I'm also playing Minecraft, but no, I have to.
Are you watching the Steve Harvey Family Feud in there?
Yeah, I'm doing all of those things, but on top of it, we are part of hundreds of affiliates across the U.S.
Oh, tell them we said hi.
Yes, and so I have to record updates for those affiliates throughout the hour.
How demanding are they?
You're demanding, actually.
I'll tell you what, Monty. Rich is about to ask you an unfair question.
Okay, go for it.
I'll tell you why, because I made a really solid argument as to why I think it's okay.
Oh, no, I heard you. It was not solid.
Okay.
Okay,
well, then go ahead, Rich. Ask another question.
So, Monty, if you or one of your girls were out at one of your favorite spots having some margaritas and chilling,
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some dude rolled up on you guys, being all flirty, trying to kick it to you guys.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's your name? Monty, nice to meet you. Who's your girls? If some guy comes up to you and you see on his phone that his wallpaper lock screen is a picture of himself, what are you thinking?
I don't like any of that. I would be like, this guy's way too into himself. Unless this is a picture of you in an action shot. Are you ziplining through Costa Rica upside down? Are you surfing? Are you doing
something?
How about
he's in the NFL for one of the biggest franchises in NFL history?
No, bro, we all know who you are. I can see a picture of you on the internet at any time. Like, was he getting hit? Was he getting sacked? Was it to remind him to not get sacked? Or was he just standing there?
It's a picture of him looking proud. It's his name on the jersey. He's proud to be a cowboy. I think that's awesome. Why do people want to dump on other people's like pride and accomplishments? This dude's proud to be in the NFL. He can't have that on his lock screen without criticism?
No, of course.
You think some bozo ziplining across Costa Rica is more impressive than Dak Prescott being the quarterback
of him just standing there wearing his uniform? Yes, I see that.
Just love to hate.
What's
that's
on your lock
awesome.
Screen?
Yeah, you actually,
hate
go around the
my lock screen is my dog.
All right, what's your lock screen, Covino?
Clouds.
Clouds?
Yeah, like the whatever generic. Generic.
That's clouds
just,
in your
that's
coffee.
Boomer
yeah.
behavior.
Yeah, I never
he can't figure out how to change it.
I don't know how to change it. It used to be my girlfriend. I'll fix it. I'll put it back.
You got a fight? And then you decide.
Yeah, no, I got a new phone. I never changed it.
No. Mine's my kids. That's just typical
of course.
Dad stuff.
Yeah.
Spot, what's yours?
Mine's that pic. Remember that picture that the Webb telescope took of the universe with like all the different galaxies?
Yeah, look at that.
It creates perspective.
Ramos, Bersh, what do you got? What's on your screen?
Mine's like yours. Mine's my three children.
Your kids, yeah.
Great.
Bersh.
Mine is my girlfriend and I. So I am on it,
but
it's
that's
yes.
fine.
That's, yeah, no, that's fine.
You just want to brag and show off your girlfriend. Yeah, well, you know what? And you could always switch it up. Side note,
in this
you
world,
know, my lock
bragging.
Screen was my girlfriend, but my actual wallpaper was my kid, right? So you can have different options here. I just have an updated mine. But, I notice how people are so quick to dump on this dude. But guess what? That's because you probably have some boring-ass job, you know? This dude is the quarterback of the Cowboys.
So isn't that enough? That's the whole point. Isn't that enough? Like, we already know who you are. You are already the quarterback of the Cowboys. Isn't that enough?
Like, Dak Prescott thought, hey, think about it. You know how you always say, look at someone's hair, and that's their choice?
Yeah. Oh, they made that decision.
Like they made that decision. Like you
would like their shoes, right? Like yeah. you decided to buy those.
Dak Prescott decided to go into his options yep. and be like, I am going to make myself my wallpaper. That is a decision he Hold made.
On. Does Dak Prescott have kids? Does he have kids or maybe a little nephew or something?
Well, I'm sure he has a pet or some nephew or no, something,
what
right?
If his maybe like his nephew took that picture or something. You're like,
That's
you
very
know.
Special.
And look at everybody, you know, judging him. Quick to judge the guy.
Oh, but, you know what you shouldn't do? It's never put your kids as your wallpaper on your laptop, because if you're looking at like questionable stuff and then you minimize it, then you feel like a piece of garbage.
Oh, then it's like your family and kids staring back at you. Yeah. Like, what were you just doing?
What were you? Stop it.
Right.
All right. Hey, Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studio. And here's the deal. Coming up in a few minutes.
Uh-oh.
We welcome Iron Mike Tyson for Iron Mike Trivia, another Tuesday fun day with Iron Mike, and that comes up next.
Wonder what's on his phone.
I wonder what is on Mike Tyson's phone. We get to that next right here. Covino and Rich.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled NutraFol.com/men, and enter promo code CR Show. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CR Show. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
There she is, Demi Lovato Loco.
Lovatos Locos forever. Live from the west side, the mean streets of L.A. is Covino and Rich. And we got to talk about, well, you know what? There's a question I want to ask. We were just talking about arrogant or awesome in regards to Dak Prescott.
Did we come to a final answer on that?
No, I want to come to a final answer. Stay tuned. But something happened to me at the gym to go along with arrogant or awesome. I want to ask another question, a side question. Intrusive or awesome? Okay, intrusive or awesome?
Oh, is that when you laid down on the bench and that guy accidentally sat on your face?
There was nothing awesome about that.
You ever see those TikTok videos?
That's embarrassing. Anyway, I'm Steve Covino.
All right, listen, before we finalize the Dak conversation and talk some more NFL, it's time for Iron Mike Trivia.
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
Love this time.
It
every
is
week.
Time.
Every week, Ramos.
For Iron Mike Trivia. Let's meet the contestants. Let's get the thing going. Yeah. Right off the Rich Davis, everybody.
That's what's up, everybody.
Spot is in the house.
Hey,
what's up, Spot?
Hey, I'm back. Let's do this.
Monsi Bolaños.
Yes, I'm here.
Monsi Bolaños.
In for Danny G, guys. One last day, though, that is Ryan Bershinger.
Bersh.
All right. And going for his fourth bout in a row, the champ, host of Countdown to Kickoff, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's my good friend and your good friend, too, Brian No.
Brian No.
Hola, mis amigos. ¿Cómo estás?
Oh, mira.
Hey. I didn't know you spoke Spanish. You're even more wonderful than I thought.
¿Estás comiendo Cheez-Its?
Oh.
I want some Cheez-Its.
Por supuesto.
Everyone, we have rules for Iron Mike Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is a champ. If we finish the multiple choice questions and there's a tie, then we have a couple of tie-breaking questions.
Oh.
Your name is your buzzer, but you have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, then we move on to the next question. Iron Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready, but somebody's got to beat Brian No. I mean, he's going to win four times in a row. It's kind of embarrassing.
Hold on.
The only four-time heavyweight champion is Evander Holyfield.
Hold on.
Somebody needs to beat him.
Iron Mike, what is on your lock screen, by the way, on your phone?
Oh, my lock. It's a picture of my pigeons. His name's Cornelius.
Okay.
It's my pigeon. My pigeons.
That's cute. Very cute.
Okay, are you guys ready to play the
game? I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, number one, round one. During my personal regimen, prior to a substantial fight, I trained for A, 8 to 10 hours a day, including 500 push-ups,
oh.
B, 5 to 7 hours a day with a 7-mile jog, or C, 7 to 8 hours per day, including 1,000 shrugs.
Monty.
Oh.
Go ahead, Monty.
I'm going to go with B, with the 7-mile run.
You do wrong,
no.
Monty.
A, loser.
No. Thank you for that.
Brian, was that you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's got C written all over it.
Man, they were both wrong.
Sorry,
so I guess
guys.
We move on, Iron Mike.
Sorry, guys. We're moving on to round two. I obtained two of my three tigers. By the way, Rich Davis, you love tigers. You got a tiger shirt on
right
now.
I do have a tiger shirt on for
this
you,
this guy loves tigers. I obtained two of my three tigers during a horrendous time in prison in 1992. Their names were Kenya Storm and Boris, Lily Lightning and Bruce, or C, Lorna, Thunder, and Hobbs.
Rich.
Go ahead, Rich.
I feel like A is the answer. Yeah.
Oh!
I know. Yeah. I knew that Kenya was one of the names of it.
Rich
but,
is
yeah.
on the board. I told you he liked tigers. Kenya,
tigers.
Storm, and Boris, and I missed them very much.
Sorry, Mike.
By the way, Ramos, can I promote something? I have the Mike Tyson boxing set for the holidays. It's available now. And Rich, I know you love edibles. Holiday, they're called Holy Ear Edibles. Holiday Edibles,
Holy
Cherry
ears.
Pie Punch.
Those are real.
Yeah, you could try those out if you want. All right, round three. The very first TV show that I ever outstandingly appeared on was A, Who's the Boss?
Oh.
B. Webster. You remember Webster? Or C. Roseanne?
Oh.
Rich.
Uh-oh.
Go for it, Rich.
I feel like I saw you on Webster, Iron Mike.
Yeah! Oh,
wow!
He's back! He's back!
Oh, it was personal this time. He's like, no, we'll not get four in a row.
Because I think I remember Iron Mike trying to say George Papadopoulos.
I still can't say George Papadopoulos. I don't even know who is that guy. I just know Webster.
Brian, no. Thanks for hanging, buddy.
Great job, Rich, man. You dethroned me. Uh-huh. Very well done.
You're a wonderful champion, Brian. No, great,
thank
great
you.
Man.
You're a beautiful man.
Thank you.
Right.
You're a wonderful man.
Hey, Brian, though, before you go, we got to ask you, what is on your wallpaper lock screen on your phone?
Wallpaper lock screen. That would be the Irish. I'm from South Bend, Indiana, so it is a picture of a little fighting Irish leprechaun.
Look at that.
Guy.
It's not. Guess what? It's not a picture of himself because he's not arrogant like Dak Prescott.
Guys, true. Before Brian Noe leaves, I got to hear Mike Tyson say the name of the city that Brian Noe will be in this weekend.
Oh, I don't even know that. Oh, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yes, that's where he'll be.
Have fun in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Can you spell Mississippi, Mike?
MISSISSIPPI.
Yes!
Right
thank
on.
You,
wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Safe
Rich
travels,
Davis.
Brian. Have fun.
Thank you, Rich.
And by
catch
the way,
you later, Iron Mike.
I'll see you next time, Brian. No.
Okay, sounds good.
I love
Iron.
Your show. And thank you, Ramos.
Thank you, Iron Mike.
Thank you, Iron Mike. Fake Mike Tyson, everybody. Thank
all right.
you, guys.
So,
all right.
any final thoughts before we go to Monsi's update on
yes.
the on the lock screen?
Final thoughts. If Brian Noe would have won, that would have been 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And I believe, as a fight fan, I believe that the only four-time heavyweight champion is Evander Holyfield, and I believe he won five times.
Wow.
I think he's also the only five-time heavyweight champion. Next line would be Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, who won it three times. So, Rich, it was imperative that you won. You couldn't give Brian Noe that type of bragging, right?
Now, in the world of boxing...
But he was a great champion.
That, you know, that also means you've lost a few times, which, you know, no shame in that game.
Exactly,
but
though.
You know what? When we were kids, I'm going to give you a terrible example, but do you remember, like, wrestling? The best wrestlers, even though it's, you know, theater, they never lost. Like, Hulk Hogan never lost. So, you know, it was up until later they decided to have the powerful guys lose. Remember that, like, the
yes.
changeover where the best wrestlers never, quote, lost?
It's a bad trend that, you know, guys like Mayweather sort of started where the O meant so much. You know, nobody wants to lose it.
And mixed martial arts, the O means nothing.
It doesn't.
Some of your greatest warriors have lost.
It doesn't.
Right?
So hold on. So this Dak Prescott thing, yeah. to get back to that, and congratulations, Rich. Rich
thank
retains
you.
The Mike Tyson Ooh. Trivia
It was the Tiger
title.
Shirt today.
Yeah, it was. The, you know what? The Eye of the Tiger, man.
Yeah. Ding,
Rich,
ding.
Rich has a Tiger shirt on. So to wrap it up, you know, I'll let you guys have final say on is it arrogant or awesome. Dak Prescott has himself as his lock screen on his phone. I have a side question, but what's the final verdict here? Ramos, I feel like you're the biggest voice of reason. So,
I would say it's a little arrogant.
Okay, yeah, fine.
I think so.
Fair. You know, I just know what it's like to be your only cheerleader sometimes.
You know, oh, poor Camille.
It's true.
You know what it would be like, though? Think of the opposite. It would be like a good-looking girl. It would be like an Instagram hottie having a picture of herself as her screensaver. And what would you say to that? You would say, oh, you're so full of yourself. Wouldn't you say that?
You're right.
If some hot girl,
probably would.
If some hot
but guess what? It doesn't take a whole lot to be a hot girl. Congratulations, you were born with a pretty face. This guy worked his tail off to be great at something, and he did it. Something to be proud of. Not everybody is born the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, Covino got in my head once. We were walking down the street in New York City, and I remember being like, man, look at her. Girl had like beautiful, perfect, like shiny legs. And Covino goes, well, what's so impressive? I got legs. If I shaved them and glistened them, I'm like, have you shaved them and
I was just saying
I guess
that.
We all do. We all
not
do
to
have
sound
legs.
Like a creep, but I'm more interested in the other things that I don't have at the time. You know what I mean?
I was like, I got legs.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's all I was saying,
that's
man. That's the point I was making.
Point. Yeah.
All right. So here's a side question based on arrogant or awesome.
Okay.
You make the call. That conversation continues at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio on social media.
Yankee fans thinking all free agents should go there. Arrogant.
Arrogant.
Okay.
Yankee fans are number one in being arrogant
okay.
for sure. Okay. But remember, there's a difference between arrogance and confidence.
Okay? The ability to laugh at yourself.
The ability to laugh at yourself and
have fun.
Also walking the talk. You know, Dak Prescott's putting the pressure on himself to be the guy. Now, the side question to arrogant or awesome is, intrusive or awesome? You ready?
Yeah.
Intrusive or awesome? I was at the gym the other day. Ooh. And this isn't the story about when the guy sat on my face. I think that was an accident. At least I hope so. So intrusive or awesome? I'm there and I get an airdrop alert. Someone wants to airdrop me an image. Oh. And I'm like, oh.
I thought you were going to say intrusive.
Secret admirer.
I thought you were going to say intrusive, using multiple mirrors to get a good look at someone.
That's intrusive, yeah.
But if you're using, you're not really staring at them. You're like, mirror, creepy. Mirror. Okay.
So I get this airdrop message, which I don't really ever get. But I'll tell you what. This happened to me once before, and I learned a lesson. And Rich was there.
We were all
at a bowling alley.
No, we were at Yard House. It was after bowling. We all went bowling. We went to Yard House.
Well, it started at the bowling alley, and then it continued at Yard House.
We were in downtown L.A., and we were all, and we see everyone around our vicinity, even not in our group. Everyone just picks up their phone, like, what? Everyone opens at once, and someone at the bar had airdropped a picture of junk to everyone. And
we all got junked.
Everyone at once was like, oh!
And everyone's looking around like, who would do that?
And it's odd to think that you could airdrop strangers, and they don't know it's you.
Okay.
On a plane. Have you ever been airdropped on a plane? You're sitting there waiting for the flight to take off, and you're like, airdrop? All of a sudden, it's like, whoa! And you don't know who it is.
So for those of you who don't know, like the few people that might not, you know, just do the Wi-Fi, or just for being in the vicinity, you could just send messages to random people because their name shows up.
Yeah.
So you could airdrop them a message or an image if your airdrop's on. So you have the opportunity to turn your airdrop off.
You do.
But if you keep it on, like most people just keep it on, then anybody in public could sort of hit you up.
And there's no way to know. There is no way to know who's doing it.
Well,
really?
It does have a name on it, but you could change the name, sure. Right?
So, like right now, I could airdrop anything, and I'm looking in the studio. I got Covino, Spot, and Rob's MacBook.
Yeah, send Rob's MacBook something.
Yeah, Rob. Oh.
Rob Parker is probably in another studio.
So you could airdrop him something. He's like, what is that?
Let's play a game.
No,
what could I airdrop to Rob that would have him kick my ass?
That's so funny, man. So, you know, that's just to explain it for the people who don't know what the heck we're talking about. So I'm at the gym. During this, I was on the treadmill. I get an airdrop alert. Someone wants to connect and send me something. So immediately I'm like, oh, what is, wait, do I have an admirer? My ego kicks in. Like, someone wants a piece of this guy.
Nope.
I'm going to tell you what happened next. And you tell me, awesome or intrusive.
Okay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
There she is, Demi Lovato Loco.
Lovatos Locos forever. Live from the west side, the mean streets of L.A. is Covino and Rich. And we got to talk about, well, you know what? There's a question I want to ask. We were just talking about arrogant or awesome in regards to Dak Prescott.
Did we come to a final answer on that?
No, I want to come to a final answer. Stay tuned. But something happened to me at the gym to go along with arrogant or awesome. I want to ask another question, a side question. Intrusive or awesome? Okay, intrusive or awesome?
Oh, is that when you laid down on the bench and that guy accidentally sat on your face?
There was nothing awesome about that.
You ever see those TikTok videos?
That's embarrassing. Anyway, I'm Steve Covino.
All right, listen, before we get before we finalize the Dak conversation and talk some more NFL, it's time for Iron Mike Trivia.
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
Love this time.
It
every
is
week.
Time.
Every week, Ramos.
For Iron Mike Trivia. Let's meet the contestants. Let's get the thing going. Yeah. Right off the Rich Davis, everybody.
That's what's up, everybody.
Spot is in the house.
Hey,
what's up, Spot?
Hey, I'm back. Let's do this.
Monsi Bolaños.
Yes, I'm here.
Monsi Bolaños.
In for Danny G, guys. One last day, though, that is Ryan Bershinger.
Bersh.
All right. And going for his fourth bout in a row, the champ, host of Countdown to Kickoff, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's my good friend and your good friend, too, Brian No.
Brian No.
Hola, mis amigos. ¿Cómo estás?
Oh, mira.
Hey. I didn't know you spoke Spanish. You're even more wonderful than I thought.
¿Estás comiendo Cheez-Its?
Oh.
I want some Cheez-Its.
Por supuesto.
Everyone, we have rules for Iron Mike Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is a champ. If we finish the multiple choice questions and there's a tie, then we have a couple of tie-breaking questions.
Cool.
Your name is your buzzer, but you have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, then we move on to the next question. Iron Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready, but somebody's got to beat Brian No. I mean, he's going to win four times in a row. It's kind of embarrassing.
Well, hold on. Wait, hold on.
The only four-time heavyweight champion is Evander Holyfield.
Hold on.
Somebody needs to beat him.
Iron Mike, what is on your lock screen, by the way, on your phone?
Oh, my lock. It's a picture of my pigeons. His name's Cornelius.
Okay.
It's my pigeon. It's my pigeons.
That's cute. Very cute.
Okay, nice. Are you guys ready to play the
game? I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, number one. Round one. During my personal regimen, prior to a substantial fight, I trained for A, 8 to 10 hours a day, including 500 push-ups,
oh.
B, 5 to 7 hours a day with a 7-mile jog, or C, 7 to 8 hours per day, including 1,000 shrugs.
Monty.
Oh.
Oh. Go ahead, Monty.
I'm going to go with B with the 7 mile run.
You do wrong,
no.
Monty.
A. Loser.
No. Thank you for that.
Brian, was that you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's got C written all over it.
Oh!
Man, they were both wrong.
Sorry, so I guess we move on, Iron Mike.
Sorry, guys, we're moving on to round two. I obtained two of my three tigers. By the way, Rich Davis, you love tigers. You got a tiger shirt on
right
now.
I do have a tiger shirt on for
this
you,
guy
Mike.
Loves tigers. I obtained two of my three tigers during a horrendous time in prison in 1992. Their names were Kenya Storm and Boris, Lily Lightning and Bruce, or C, Lorna Thunder and Hobbs.
Rich!
Go ahead, Rich.
I feel like A is the answer. Yeah.
Oh!
I know. Yeah. I knew that Kenya was one of the names of it.
Rich is on the board.
I told you he liked tigers. Kenya,
tigers.
Storm, and Borth, and I missed them very much.
Sorry, Mike.
By the way, Ramos, can I promote something? I have the Mike Tyson boxing set for the holidays. It's available now. And Rich, I know you love edibles. Holiday, they're called Holy Ear Edibles. Holiday Edibles,
Holy
Cherry
ears.
Pie Punch.
Those are real.
Yeah, you can try those out if you want. All right, round three. The very first TV show that I ever outstandingly appeared on was A, Who's the Boss?
Oh.
B, Webster. You remember Webster? Or C, Roseanne?
Oh.
Rich.
Uh-oh.
Go for it, Rich.
I feel like I saw you on Webster, Iron Mike.
Yeah!
Oh, wow!
He's back! He's back!
Oh, it was personal this time. He's like, no, we'll not get four in a row.
Because I think I remember Iron Mike trying to say George Papadopoulos.
I still can't say George Papadopoulos. I don't even know who is that guy. I just know Webster.
Brian, no. Thanks for hanging, buddy.
Great job, Rich, man. You dethroned me. Very well done.
You're a wonderful champion, Brian, though. Great,
thank
great
you.
Man.
You're a beautiful man.
Thank you. You're a wonderful man.
Hey, Brian, though, before you go, we got to ask you, what is on your wallpaper lock screen on your phone?
Wallpaper lock screen. That would be the Irish. I'm from South Bend, Indiana, so it is a picture of a little fighting Irish leprechaun.
Look at that.
Guy.
It's not. And guess what? It's not a picture of himself because he's not arrogant like Dak Prescott.
Guys, true. Before Brian Noe leaves, I got to hear Mike Tyson say the name of the city that Brian Noe will be in this weekend.
Oh, I don't even know that. Oh, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yes, that's where he'll be.
Have fun in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Can you spell Mississippi, Mike?
MISSISSIPPI.
Yes!
Thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Safe travels, Brian. Have fun.
Thank you, Rich.
And by the way,
catch you later, Iron Mike.
I'll see you next time, Brian. No.
Okay, sounds good.
I love your show. And
thank you, Ramos.
Thank you, Iron Mike.
Thank you, Iron Mike. Fake Mike Tyson, everybody. Thank you, guys.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.